Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Elnora of Yoga Net. Elnora, it is awesome to have you on the show.
Hi, Gresham. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Elnora so you can learn about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Elnora is a founder of YogaNet, an interest-based platform that offers your yoga on the go. YogaNet makes it easier to connect with like-minded people and book your favorite yoga classes or event in real time. Elnora brings yoga and business together and is fully dedicated to launch and grow YogaNet. Elnora, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, I'm ready.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, the first question I have is just if you can drill a little bit deeper into how exactly you founded your business and what exactly your CEO story is.
Yes, sure. I have a passion for yoga and curiosity in optimizing business models. And I've always had this desire to combine these two. I used to work in a corporate environment for big German companies and dealing with deadlines, competition, and was stressed and just abandoning my own well-being. It all changed when I discovered yoga. I practiced it for a few years, which completely changed perception of my body, the food that I eat, people I connect with, and the whole environment. So it was that good that I decided to become a yoga teacher, like many people do. And I wanted to share the benefits of yoga and travel the world. So I quit my job, packed my luggage, and I went to LA for 2 months teacher training. And after my training, I spent 2 years traveling, which is a story for another podcast, I guess. During my travels, I met with a lot of yoga professionals, teachers. I taught yoga as well, of course, and attending festivals, yoga events. I saw different ways that could help improve the experience for yogis. For example, with all the technology, amazing technology around us, why is it still so hard to find the perfect yoga retreat was the question, you know, I had that time. And what you usually do is you go to Google and you search for your retreat. And what you get is millions of listings. You know, you get overwhelmed and you have to spend a lot of time searching to find the perfect one that fits you. And another problem or example is the research process that is involved for a newcomer. So there are over 300 million yogis around the world. And every fifth person in US, in the US, wants to try yoga for the first time, right? And they don't know where to start. And because there are over 200 yoga styles, and you first have to find out which style is perfect for you according to your physical health, your lifestyle, and your preferences, right? And you're pretty much left alone trying to find what yoga style fits you, what studio you should try out, or what retreat you should attend. So at YogaNet, we decided to bring those people together, connecting like-minded health enthusiasts, in this case, yogis, to share their experiences and knowledge and making it easy to find and book their favorite yoga class or an event. And all of this in one single platform. We call it a digital hangout for yogis. This is pretty much the story how my personal experience led me to start this business.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. No, I love that. And I love how you've been able to kind of, bring together all those kind of searches that people are kind of looking for, exactly what it is that they're looking for, but it's kind of spread out everywhere and not in a consistent platform. So it's awesome that you've been able to kind of create and help people that are looking for those yoga services. Yeah. So I wanted to drill down a little bit and hear a little bit more about, you know, exactly what YogaNet does and how it actually works. And also like kind of like what you feel makes it unique.
Mm-hmm. So officially, there is an unofficial sentence that describes YogaNet. It is an online community marketplace that makes it easy for yogis to stay connected and book yoga classes and events online. It's pretty much what we do. So you can imagine it as an online space where yogis get access to all things yoga. They can find like-minded peers and connect with them. They can search events and classes and yoga knowledge. And if you're a yoga business, for example, a teacher, a studio owner, or a brand, a yoga brand, you can create your presence on YogaNet using business pages. You can host and manage your classes and events with our event manager, we call it. And most importantly, you can approach and engage well-targeted yoga audience, because our platform will be populated with health enthusiasts who are interested in healthy lifestyle, sharing the knowledge, attending events together, just to connect with each other. So that's the main purpose of YogaNet. And I think on the social responsibility side, we want to make yoga, the access to yoga, easier.
Yeah, that makes sense. And by making it, you know, readily available for somebody to find, like you mentioned, you know, events in real time, book your favorite classes and also connect with people, that makes it a lot easier to be able to become a yogi, to be participate in classes or whatever it is that you know, someone's interest might be.
Yeah, because a lot of yogis are, social media savvy. Mm-hmm. So they do like social media and they channel hop. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would like to try yoga, but there are stereotypes, you know, like yoga is still for women or what else, that only women practice yoga in their yoga pants. And we want to just disrupt those stereotypes, bring people together, because the yoga world is changing. There are so many men practicing yoga and people are starting to realize and see the real benefits of yoga because they're practicing it and they're seeing it on their health.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And what do you feel like is your, I guess, your secret sauce, or what do you feel like kind of distinguishes you from maybe other platforms out there?
Our secret sauce is your personalized yoga. Yoga on the go, how we call it at the beginning. Our solution is our USP. As I said earlier, you don't have to channel hop to be on different platforms to find like-minded people or to find the yoga that fits you. Spend too much time on searching for your personalized yoga. It means if you let us know your goals, your needs for your physical health, for example, your interests, and what kind of events you like. And we make sure that you receive the offer in the yoga class, yoga studio that suits you. And we're designing our platform right now, and we are designing it, the whole platform, with the yogi in mind. It's mobile, it's simple, it's convenient. It's like yoga in your pocket. You can grab it anytime and get access to yoga knowledge. You can browse events around the world or in near you. You read genuine reviews, which helps to, you know, select your retreat, right? You can see who else is going, who else is attending, the age you want to be, you know, if you're an older person, maybe you want to be with your peers. You can chat with the host, with your friends. And most importantly, directly book your yoga class or event online.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I love all that. And I love the idea of yoga in your pocket where you can just pull it out and be and get ready for whatever it is that you want to do. Yeah. So I think that's phenomenal. So what I wanted to do was switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be a book or an app or just something that you feel like makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
It has been meditation. I call it just to give a break to your mind, to your brain. It does help to gain digital sanity, you know, in our world, all with all of these notifications. I think the attention has become the most valuable commodity, and you really can get very overwhelmed. And I started meditating 2 years ago, and I try to meditate daily because I think that's the secret. And it really helps. And I would recommend it to anyone I know. The important thing to keep in mind is no judgment, that it was too short, that maybe you skipped a day or two, or that you had too weird thoughts or too many thoughts. No judgment and the just do it attitude. You know, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, just sit and try it and repeat every day. So yeah, it has been a very good tool for me to reset, to shut down, not to get distracted, and sometimes even to tap into your creative self, which is very difficult when you have so many things going on, and keep focused. Yeah, and it does help to get things done, which is great.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like when you take the time to disconnect in order, it makes you more effective and efficient. Like when you come back to the work that you have to do, but having that time, because there's so many things kind of pulling for our attention, you dedicate some time, whether it be a minute or like you said, you know, no kind of resentment or anything as far as like the amount of time that you're doing it. But the fact that you're dedicating that time sometimes can make you more efficient and effective. So I love that CEO hack.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice that you might have for other entrepreneurs and business owners.
I would love to share some experiences that we had. And I love when people tell me their experiences. What was important for us is the sell before you build approach, I would say, on one hand, and resilience and persistence on the other. Sell before you build it. It means, so I can maybe confirm it on facts we have. We built our brand. We already are working with over 300 mindful yoga business partners. We have a good traction of 110K social followers, and we have global press coverage. So all of it happened before we launched our product. So I can say that we applied this this concept, which means we did our homework. We did marketing, we got traction, and most importantly, we found our first customers, the partners, before spending the money on building the product, right? Because I think one of the most painful experiences as an entrepreneur is when you invest your heart, your soul into the product and or service, and when you finally bring it to the market, no one cares about. So I think that is important. And the resilience and persistence is, we pitched in Luxembourg, we pitched in Berlin, even in Silicon Valley, it was a great opportunity. We now have a business angel from Berlin, and recently got our first US investor from Boston. And all of this would not happen without a proper portion of resilience and persistence. And I think you would also agree with me as an entrepreneur that it takes time, effort, takes patience to create and develop your pitch deck, for example. You go and, you know, talk to your customers. You want to be ahead of your competition. Go out there and talk to your investors. Get the funding to develop your solution, bring it to the market. So a lot of things to do. And when we email a potential partner or investor and hear nothing back, we follow up again until we hear back. So that's persistent side of things, because those people are super busy and they get so many emails, and we have seen and that they will remember those who are persistent and those who show how important the business, their business is to them. And here, I think it's also important to recognize the fine line between persistence and stubbornness. So when, you know, sticking with the product or business model that is not gaining traction would be just a waste of resources. Mm-hmm. And persistence comes with the ability to adapt or pivot quickly when there is a lack of product market fit, which we already have done several times. In fact, our pitch deck became a living document, which we optimize and which we have been optimizing and developing every time we hear feedback, and which is very valuable. Those things are important.
Awesome. But, yeah, I love those, and especially that aspect about, you know, finding and making sure that you have market validation before you start to build it out is huge. And definitely, obviously, having that same perspective that it is kind of like a process and it's kind of, I don't want to say long term necessarily, because that could be relative, but definitely it takes time in order to get to where you want to be, and making sure that you continue to ask and continue to be persistent and not stubborn, like you said, is a phenomenal thing as well, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now I wanted to ask you what my favorite question is kind of like the definition. How would you define being a CEO and what that means to you?
CEO. I think it's something that you learn. There is a new wave of young CEOs, right? With fresh ideas, setting up companies, which I think it's really great. It does take courage to start a business, but it takes more courage to stick to it and keep it going with the same passion and the flame for your business like you had it at the beginning. And I'd really value professionals in such leading positions as CEO, as you asked, who are good communicators, their ability to listen and share information, that they're flexible and open to changes and to pivot quickly if it's necessary for their business or even the concept, the whole idea, and who are great decision makers. And I think these things I try to cultivate in my daily business and personal life as well, because this is something that they are very connected, and those things define you as a person, an individual.
Exactly, exactly. I love that definition and that kind of perspective. So Elnor, I appreciate you so much for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was kind of pass you the mic, so to speak, so you could tell us anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how best people can get a hold of you.
Of course. First of all, thank you for this opportunity to share our idea, to spread the word. We are, as I said, we're developing our product and it will launch soon this year. The beta version, and everyone can get a glimpse of YogaNect at the yoganect.com. And as I said, it's yoga in your pocket, and try it. It's your yoga on the go.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Elnor, and we'll have the links in the show notes just in case anybody wants to click through and follow you on social media or also see the site as it goes live. But I appreciate you so much again, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you very much. Have a great day as well.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.